It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and NASA is getting ready to send a new mission to Mars. For the first time now, looking at the red planet as a home for a human colony is a real thing, and you know it's real when the investors get involved.
Really, there's going to be an explosion of entrepreneurial opportunity because Mars will need everything from iron foundries to pizza joints. I think Mars should really have great bars. The Mars bar.
Mars needs pizza and corny jokes, apparently, from SpaceX founder Elon Musk, speaking this year about big plans to colonize Mars. Well, if it happens, Elon Musk will benefit from the knowledge gained from NASA's InSight lander, scheduled to launch this Saturday from Southern California and land on Mars next November. Farah Alabe is a payload systems engineer for NASA's InSight mission. She joins me now from the very Air Force Base in California where InSight is launching tomorrow. Farah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
How are things looking?
We're very excited. Everything's going well so far, and so we just have to hope that the weather is with us tonight, and hopefully we'll be on our way to Mars.
Great. Well, everyone will be watching. Look, Farah, InSight is a lander. It's not a rover, and everybody got really excited about Curiosity and Opportunity and what they could do on the surface of Mars. Why does NASA want to sit in one place this time with InSight and not scoot around the surface of Mars?
Because the measurement that we're making is fundamentally different. We're studying the interior of Mars, and so we're using a seismometer and a probe to do that. So in fact, what we want from our lander is to be as quiet as possible. If we were moving around the planet, all the noise that would be coming from that rover would just be causing noise into our instruments. So our goal is to be as quiet as possible so that we can listen to the heartbeat of Mars.
A seismometer on board, which you helped install, of course, as a payload specialist. What does that mean? Listening for Mars quakes?
Yes, essentially. Mars doesn't have tectonic plates the way that the Earth does, but there is still seismic activity from lava below the surface. Mars has the biggest volcano in the solar system, so we know there's activity below there. And we'll also be able to hear micrometeorite impacts. When they hit the planet, they also cause seismic activity that we can detect. And by looking at those waves and their characteristics, that gives us an understanding of what the interior looks like, how big the core is, what it might be made of, and how big the crust is, for example.
Now, we're starting to turn our attention and our imagination to human colonies on Mars, and not in such a fantastical way like we did a couple of decades ago. Far, as I mentioned, this is starting to get real. So what does knowing about that seismic activity mean for eventual human colonization? What do you need to know?
Well, so what we're really looking at is how the planet was formed and how it evolved. So understanding what Mars might have gone through might give us an idea of, for example, what happened to its atmosphere and its magnetosphere. Those are things that we think Mars had and no longer have. But really here, Mars is an extra data point in our understanding of rocky planets in general. So the readings that InSight will give us not only have implications for us understanding the mechanisms that guide Mars and its evolution, but also how other planets and even potentially exoplanets, which are planets around other solar systems, around other stars, how they might have evolved and what their properties might be. If we can derive certain rules about how planets behave, we might be able to better understand Earth-like planets around other stars, for example.
Purely scientific intentions from NASA, which is absolutely fantastic. It's exciting. Farah Alabe, we're all going to be watching tomorrow as InSight takes off from Southern California on its way to Mars. Congratulations. Thank you for all the work you do, Farah Alabe.
Thank you.
InSight headed to Mars tomorrow.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.